Music, news, talk, and sports. WQKR Portland, 1270 AM and 101.7 FM.
While the hosts and guests on this program are encouraged to express their views, they do not necessarily reflect those of the ownership or management of WQKR.
Good afternoon, Sumter County. Welcome to The Loyal Opposition, a show based on the American ideal that nations like ours benefit when government reflects a diversity of voices. And yes, sometimes those diverse voices come from other countries.
Oh, gosh.
And make space for dissent. That's why we're here, to air the voice of dissent. And man, we have got a lot to dissent about, don't we? I am Len Asante, your host, along with
Michelle Harbin.
And along with
Carolina Kelly.
And we are
The Loyal Opposition.
On today's show, we have got a lot of angry women coming by.
To add to the two that are already here.
Yep. We're going to be recapping. We're going to be recapping National Pride. And we're going
to
read.
I've been excited to come here all day.
See?
It's been
See?
Like 3 or 4 weeks since I got to be
I
here.
I know. Michelle's finally back. Michelle's looking very summer vacation-ish, everybody.
Yeah, so. I got a tan since I've been here.
So obviously she was up to something while she was gone. Anyway, it is 87 degrees. It is 5:02 p.m. It is partly cloudy here in Portland, Tennessee. The low tonight's going to go down to 67. High tomorrow hitting 90 again, partly cloudy. It's summertime. It's summertime. Hope you're all out enjoying.
It's hot.
It is hot, but it's not as hot as it was. Well, last week it was. You weren't here, but last week it was hot.
No, last week I was here. Hot. It was 2 weeks ago. I was at camp.
Hot and humid.
Yeah. Camp was nice. We actually got a lot of rain, and we had some cool nights. We were wearing sweatshirts.
Really? So tell us quickly about your camp experience. This is something you do every year, isn't
it? Every year. Since 2005, I have been volunteering with basically the same core group of people. In 2005, when I started volunteering, it was in conjunction with MDA, which is the Muscular Dystrophy Association. You guys may remember the Labor Day Jerry's Kids telethons that used to always come on.
Sure, back in the day.
Yep, and so that was always, I have actually phone banked and worked a couple of those telethons before. And so back then, the camp serviced children. I think ages 5 to 16 that had any form of muscular dystrophy. And then in 2011, the volunteer camp director, who had been volunteering to run this camp for a couple decades, decided that she wanted to start her own nonprofit. And so in 2011, we branched off and we started our own, called the Alliance for Recreational Empowerment, which is ARE. Our slogan is We Are Family.
Oh, how
And now we have extended, basically it's a week-long summer camp at Camp Discovery in Gainesboro, which is over near, kind of near Cookeville. And it, I want to say Stewart, Jackson County. Jackson County is where it is. It's on the lake. The whole camp, it's run by the JCs in that area, and it's handicap accessible. There's pool, there's cabins, there's common area, pavilion, volleyball court, a accessible playground, and it's beautiful.
This sounds super fun.
Yeah, you want to go next year?
Yeah. What's the age range?
You can go. You would be awesome.
Well, she would go as like
a counselor.
Okay.
Yeah. Counselor. Yeah. And so now, so the camp, the parents bring their kids for a full week. A lot of these campers have their own personal nurses. We have 3 to 4 staff nurses that rotate out throughout the week. Some of these kids are, you know, have feeding tubes and they're wheelchair bound, and these parents never get a break.
Right.
And so for this one full week, they bring their kids on Sunday and they stay with us till Saturday morning. And we do all kinds of activities. We have a casino night, and they get fake money, and we have a camp store. They get to go shopping. We have a dance on Friday night.
You have a pool. I saw you were your service lifeguard.
I serve as a lifeguard, and so lots of water time, lots of arts and crafts. We do, what other nights do we do? We do a murder mystery every year, and that's really fun. So, yeah, it's, but this was year 21 for me. I started in 2005.
Wow, 21. You were like negative 4 years old, weren't you?
And I would have, let's see, just, I already knew you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I already knew you in 2005. And it's where I met my husband.
Aww.
So a lot of cool camp stories. Wow.
Yeah, we got, and we are a family for real when I say that. I mean, we are, we go to each other's weddings and funerals and
how many people are out there when it's all up and running?
Usually we have about 75 at camp.
Wow.
Usually about 25 fish campers, I think. Mm-hmm. But now we've extended the age limit. So campers come back, even as adults, and then they help with the camp. Because a lot of these people don't have mental disabilities. A lot of it is physical disabilities.
Right.
And so there's plenty of things that they can do and help us plan and be part of the activities. And
that's really
then
amazing.
We also have welcomed in some other diagnoses like Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, autism. So we offer services for a wider range of children.
That's so amazing. Oh, cool. Now, what do these kids say about their experience?
They love it. Yeah. I mean, there's kids that have been coming as long as I've been going that are still coming back.
Your kids have been going since the very beginning,
My
right?
kids have been going since they were in utero. I was at camp when I was pregnant with both of them. Yep.
So they got it started early.
Yeah, and so Lila now, this year, she was a junior counselor, and I can brag on her for a minute. They do a cabin flag, so the girls make a flag and the boys make a flag. And every year somebody in the cabin gets a flag, and it usually goes to a camper. And this year, Lila Jane really stepped up and helped with some, was a junior counselor and helped with campers and really just jumped in wherever she was needed, and she was awarded the girls' cabin flag.
That is cool.
Yay.
That is cool. Mm-hmm. All right, shifting gears, moving right along here. You both, Carolina and Michelle, you both had some fun over the weekend. Why don't we talk a little bit about, why don't we recap some Nashville Pride action?
Okay. Yeah, you take it away first.
Okay. So I'll let Michelle recap the...
Camp?
Camp, what?
R. We are family, remember?
Okay. So Pride recap. Okay, so I went to the festival, the festival was super fun, 10 out of 10. Within 5 minutes of passing through the gate, I saw many loyal opposition friends. And I also learned that Len was on CBS Saturday morning.
Len was on CBS Saturday morning, but didn't know it.
What happened? I haven't heard about this.
Well, CBS Saturday morning did a story about Nashville Pride, right? And about, I guess, Pride growth in outlying counties. Because I haven't seen it, so actually, Carolina, why don't you tell the story?
Okay.
You haven't even seen it? I would have been, like, Googling and looking that up right away.
I did. I couldn't find it.
I met the two men who let us hold a fundraiser at their house. I was talking with them, and they said, you know, Len was on CBS Saturday morning. I said, no, I've not heard anything about this. So, you know, I thought they were joking with me, messing with me, because I thought Len would have told all of us.
So I watched CBS Sunday morning religiously every week, but I watched it. You weren't on Sunday morning. Right. It was Saturday.
But actually, it was a picture of me manning the Sumner County Democratic Party table at the Affirming Hendersonville event 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, and that was the first year they did it, because this was the year three.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Yes, exactly. So, yeah, it was just a flash, but it was my smiling face. Yep. famous
national media coverage.
Yeah, Lynn's trying to be modest, but it was pretty cool. So learning that info, you know, I got pretty pumped even more. It just felt so amazing being around people who are themselves and having such diverse representations of every kind of person. And there were so many booths, all the way from Vanderbilt's LGBTQ plus.
And they were so interactive, right?
Yes, yes.
Cooper had a blast. We came home with so much stuff.
Yeah. Really? Wow. See, I went to the first art museum booth, and they're actually handing out nail polish. So obviously I had to get myself some of that. And then so many things. And there was even arm wrestling to support the Nashville women's rugby team. So obviously I did not win against them. but... It was, and then also the artists were so amazing. Everybody was just having a good time. There were people blowing beach balls, bubbles, just so much community. I felt so amazing.
Well, we made it to the parade.
Yes, yes, parade.
Cooper and I made it to the parade. Lila was going to go with me. Ronnie ended up working. Lila was going to go with me, but she went to a sleepover, and she was too tired. They stayed up all night. So it was just me and Coop, and we dressed in our rainbow colors and put tattoos on, and we went to the parade. It was raining some of the time. It got really hot, too. My phone even overheated. I couldn't take pictures and videos for a little while because it got so hot. But what I was really impressed with, I was to see the corporate sponsors was really, really encouraging, and seeing, you know, companies like Mars Pet Care and Journey Shoes and these bigger corporations. When you're hearing about corporations withdrawing support,
right,
and to see these bigger corporations that are based in Nashville that could get a lot of pushback here, still being willing to participate.
That's excellent.
And
that's great.
I noticed a lot of them, some of them I've catered for. I saw some of my catering clients and people I know from the Tennessee Pride Chamber. And so that makes you feel good when you know you're doing business with like-minded people that actually care about humanity.
Yes.
Excellent. So a hot and rainy for a little bit, but overall a great experience.
Yeah, yes. Cooper, when we were leaving, he said we should take umbrellas. And I was like, we won't take umbrellas, but that is a great idea. We will take ponchos. So we took ponchos. So we were fine. We were good.
Yeah. Yeah, this was my first Pride experience ever. So I loved it. I'm definitely
going
back.
I went to Murfreesboro's Pride last year. Pride, historically in Nashville, has been the weekend I'm at camp. So right. I've never been able to go. They pushed it a week, so I got to go this year. So there was no way I was missing it because I haven't ever been able to go.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay, we've got 3 minutes, Carolina.
Okay.
You also attended the NAACP, the inaugural NAACP Women's Luncheon last week.
Yes.
Right?
So the Sumner County NAACP launched their Women in NAACP, which also stands for WIN. WIN is for women, or for all women, no matter their background, color, or faith, to uplift and help one another grow together in their purpose, power, build unity. So one of the commitments WIN has is to build unity and to serve the community. So I went to their Inspire and Aspire luncheon to launch the WIN for this past Sunday on behalf of the Loyal Opposition. And all the profits from the tickets bought were to go to the scholarship funds to support students in their education.
We like that.
Yes, we do. Okay. And so attendees heard from all types of panelists. We had Wendy Ross, who was a self-made businesswoman, who's an investor, community leader, CEO of three companies, and a nonprofit. We heard from Shauna Parker, the academic director of Women's Health and Gender-Related Studies nurse practitioner specialty at Vanderbilt University School of Nursing, who's passionate about patient education as well as mentorship and her academic leadership, and Holly Cruz, who is with us here today, who is also a panelist, who you'll get to learn more about later.
Yeah, we'll hear from Holly later on.
TLO is a fan of Holly.
Yes. And then so the big keynote speaker was Minister Deborah Alston Barr, who was the first African-American firefighter in Lumberton, North Carolina.
Really?
Also the founder of the first homeless shelter here in Sumner County
yeah.
Which is Stay Warm Homeless Shelter in Gallatin. Her stories of resilience, motivation, and trusting the Lord were very moving. I know I left felt very empowered and emboldened to take the next step. My favorite, I took down a lot of notes, my favorite thing was showing up is the first step. So if you're interested in either donating or becoming a member of the NAACP or WIN, I encourage you to visit NAACPSumnerCounty.org.
And you join us as members. We're also members.
Yes.
Good crowd. Good turnout.
Yes.
More people.
Yes. I'm pretty sure that there is well over 100 people. Wow. Many different vendors.
Yeah, it looked like when you walked in, there was the pictures I saw. There was like kind of like a row of vendors selling jewelry and stuff like that.
Yep,
right?
Yep. They had brought in black businesses, female owned. I know I got myself a pair of sunglasses.
I was going to ask
very
if you
cute.
Bought anything.
I did. Some other people on my table bought some jewelry, body butter. A lot of interaction from the attendees, like asking questions, and just very moving and empowering hearing the keynote speakers and the panelists speak.
Awesome. So it sounds like
there is hope, y'all.
Yeah, it does sound like there's hope. And it does sound like you two have had yourself a pretty good time the last few weeks. Between Camp and Pride and the Women's Luncheon. Good for you all. Okay, folks.
Civic duties fill our cup, right?
Yes, I heart civic duties. I heart volunteer.
Exactly. Gotta keep the cup full, right? All right, folks, we are going to take our first break. When we come back, well, we're going to be hearing from some more angry women. See what they have to say. we're going to be speaking with a couple of local experts on the issue of women's reproductive health here in Sumner County in Tennessee. That's all up next when we get back. You're listening to The Loyal Opposition on WQKR.
Do you have friends looking for a new apartment or a family planning a move to Middle Tennessee? Help them find their new home at Sage North, a new luxury apartment community in White House, and you'll receive a $250 Visa gift card on us. Sage North is an all-new resort-style apartment community just 30 minutes north of Nashville in the charming town of White House, near exit 108 of I-65. Small-town charm, but convenient to big-city shopping, entertainment, and much more. So, if you know someone looking for that perfect apartment home, encourage them to schedule their tour today and remind them when they go, mention your name when they sign their lease, and that $250 Visa gift card will be headed your way. Everybody wins. They get that beautiful new apartment home, and you get your free Visa gift card. Find out more online by visiting livesagenorth.com or visiting in person at Sage North in beautiful and charming White House, just minutes from exit 108 of I-65 in White House.
Hello, Middle Tennessee. We are proud to introduce Artemis CPA, a 100% woman-owned certified public accounting firm that delivers financial freedom to business owners and individuals alike. Time is the most precious commodity we have, and Artemis CPA takes away the burden of your finances so that you can have more time to do all the things you love. Whether it's taxes, valuation, accounting, bookkeeping, or consulting, Artemis CPA handles it all. Their ability to work virtually also helps provide their clients with the best service. For more information and to schedule a consultation, give Artemis CPA a call at 931-243-2724. Again, that number is 931-243-2724. Tell Artemis CPA you heard all about them on The Loyal Opposition.
When you're here, you're family. Some of the best Italian and American dining. Brickyard Cafe is located at 205 West Cedar Street in Franklin, Kentucky. Choose from spaghetti, chicken, steak, and pizza. Also, some of the best bread and homemade desserts to make your meal an experience to remember. Brickyard Cafe is open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Call 270-586-9080 for catering, weddings, business luncheons, and private parties. That's 270-586-9080. Look forward to seeing you soon.
CEMC wants to warn its members to be on alert for scams that are targeting utility customers. Scammers are using a variety of methods, including phone calls and emails, to solicit members' credit and debit card information. If you have any doubts about the legitimacy of any call, email, or visit from someone claiming to be from CEMC, contact CEMC directly at 1-800-987-2362. Being well informed can help you avoid becoming the next victim.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR. I'm your host, Len Asante, and I'm here with Carolina Kelly and Michelle Harbin. And we've got a full and crowded studio here for you today. We have got Sandra Gaskin with us, and we have Stephanie Barquette with us, and we're going to have them introduce themselves and talk a little bit about their organizations that they are involved in. They are involved in two different organizations that are in, that are concerned about women's reproductive health here in Tennessee, and we're going to get the lowdown on why we should be concerned and what we can do about it. All right, folks, welcome to the show, Sandra and Stephanie. How you doing?
Thanks.
Hey.
Doing great.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, for sure.
Why don't we pick Stephanie first and then Sandra? Why don't you start off by telling us just a little bit about yourself, who you are, how you ended up here, what is the organization you work for, and what do you do?
Yeah, I'll start with what I've created here, and that's Sumner Advocates for Reproductive Freedom. And that came from really being so shocked about what's happening here in Tennessee. I've lived here for about 3 years now. I've been a marriage and family therapist for 17, 20 years.
And where did you move from?
I moved from California.
Okay.
and that's part of why things were so shocking when I got here, y'all. I mean, come on.
My husband's from California.
Yeah. You know, I mean, these are just rights that we've just never had to think of about out there in California. You know, a woman's right to choose is hers and hers alone. So anyhow, I moved here 3 years ago, and after the election, And after my daughter became an ER nurse and came home to tell me about some incidents of women being rushed to the emergency because they had tried to self-abort, you know, themselves, I became outraged. This was in October. And so I got involved with Planned Parenthood, and thus it's led to my creating my organization. You know, I have three daughters. They're all in their 20s and all very strong women. So I didn't really have a choice. It's not just about, you know, me and my children. They live in New York. One is a nurse here. They can go out of state easily and get an abortion. But most women can't.
Right.
Most women can't. So this is about all women for me. You know.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Sandra.
Well, let's see here. I was pretty much raised here in Tennessee. And I've lived in Sumner County for, well, since 93 or 4, something like that. My daughter was born at what was Baptist Hospital.
Where I had my kids.
Yeah, Baptist Hospital. That's, you know, that was the standard place.
It was changing to St. Thomas when I had Lila. They were literally changing the signs.
Oh, I'm so much older than you. But, yeah. So when all this started happening here in Tennessee, every year or two, more restrictions on abortion health care, more laws being passed. You know, I'd write letters, I'd be mad and upset. But let me tell you, when that Supreme Court sat there and said women don't have rights to decide what happens to their own body, I just couldn't take it anymore. And a friend of mine and I, her name is Marilyn, we were sitting at lunch and we said, this isn't right. I said, I got to do something. And I'm calling all my friends. We have to do something. We can't just sit by and let this happen. And so we started meeting every month, trying to get things up and running, learning what the laws actually were, because nobody knows still people don't know really what they mean. They that they're in think
and that's on purpose.
It's on purpose. People don't they don't want us to know as much as we should. And sometimes people have to be told this is really what's happening. And that's when while we were going around, we're saying if people really know what's happening, they're not going to be for this. Hence, so we put together a group called Protecting Reproductive Health. And what we want to do is educate people about what the laws are and how they are the negative impacts they are having on your wives, your daughters, mm-hmm. your nieces, your loved ones. If we don't do something about it, it's just going to get worse. And one day it will be your loved one. It will be somebody you know that's suffering.
Well, and you know what the most shocking thing to me is that most people don't understand is the alarming rate that we're losing providers.
Right.
So you're not going to be able to get basic care that has nothing to do with abortion.
Right.
Just regular OBGYN care.
Yeah. We have lost about...
My OB of 12 years retired this year early.
Yeah, mine did too. Yeah, well, mine was almost 30 years. And then he retires like, yep, I'm done. So we've had a lot of OBs and GYNs leave the state. And as a matter of fact, there's a lawsuit right now with a group of women people who have suffered because of the abortion laws, but also two doctors who are suing the state because they can't provide the care for their patients without getting arrested.
Wow. Yeah. Sandra, so you talk about some of the abortion laws in Tennessee. What exactly are the laws saying?
It's basically almost a near total ban. Mm. There are no exceptions for rape. There are no exceptions for incest. There are no exceptions for your health. There are no exceptions if the fetus has any anomalies, whether they are, no matter how bad they are. If there's a heartbeat, you can't get an abortion. Only if you might be on the verge of death.
And even then, they don't even care about that.
Well, no. They're too afraid. The doctors are too afraid because the laws aren't to come after us citizens. They're coming after physicians.
Yeah.
So if a physician, you know, allows you to have your abortion, and I can't even stand to say that word, if a physician allows you to have it because your life is in danger, imminent danger, you know, they're afraid. They are afraid to make.
And there's so much gray area.
Right. There absolutely is, and there's been a push this last legislative session to clarify. You know, what does that mean? You know, what imminent death, what does that mean? It's still very unclear. And so, you know, physicians are afraid to make that declaration for you.
Yeah.
So, say I found out I was pregnant. At what point in a woman's pregnancy does she find out that maybe the fetus has a heartbeat, or does she even know between, like, when she last missed her period?
So even if you don't have a heartbeat yet in the beginning, mm-hmm. you still can't get
right.
abortion health care. Wow. It doesn't even matter because there's two laws.
Mm-hmm.
One is the fetal personhood law and one is the heartbeat bill. Those are the nicknames for them. But you can find a synopsis of each of those laws on the Tennessee Freedom Circle website.org. So if you do want the detailed synopsis and to read the actual law, that's a really good place to go to. But, yeah, basically, it doesn't matter. There, like I said, near total ban. There's, like, two minor exceptions. And so you would have to access other websites to try to find out how you could get care.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, there's a lot out there. There's mm-hmm. a lot of help out there if you do find yourself pregnant and in a position where you need to get abortion health care, no matter what the reason is. Because let's face it, it's none of your freaking business why someone's getting health care. It's that person's and that person's alone, no matter what the health care is. And that includes pregnancy. So like Planned Parenthood, you know, they have lots of resources. You can go to their websites. You can call them. They will answer. They will help you. And they will navigate you through the whole process of getting the care that you're looking for. So,
mm-hmm.
And to clarify, you can order the Plan C pill so that you can have an abortion in the privacy of your own home. But that can be dangerous. I mean, it's very safe mm-hmm. up into a certain point. But so many women, and as my ER nurse daughter told me, so many women don't know how far along they are. And a specific patient that came in, you know, was much later in her pregnancy than she had believed or even known, and took the Plan C pill. It was dangerous. She was in pain. She was bleeding. And so, you know, it's not okay. It's not okay to put people, women in those situations.
Mm-hmm. Well, and another, to that point, Stephanie, women are not going to their doctors if they think they're pregnant and they don't want to have this.
They don't want it on record. And right. It's like, why are the HIPAA laws not protecting anyone? You know?
They've banished that. I mean, so they have basically said the HIPAA laws don't apply to pregnant women.
I have no words.
It's astounding. It's like we have become second-class citizens in our own country. After hundreds of years of being second-class citizens, we finally get to a point where we are, you know, we can actually consider ourselves equal, and then we get into a situation like this and they start taking away our rights.
And some of the people who voted for these bills were women.
That's what's really sad. And I'll just tell you, part of what I think a lot of this is,
it's outrageous, actually.
Well, it's outrageous, but it's ignorance. It's just ignorance. People are being lied to about what abortion health care is. That's really the bottom line. That's why educating people is so important. That's why coming on podcasts like this is so important. Because the more you know, the more you're shocked. People think, oh, well, it's just a miscarriage. Well, a miscarriage is a spontaneous abortion, and they don't know the difference when you go to the emergency room. And so they are delaying care because the doctor is terrified of being accused of committing an abortion, which they don't even have to be arrested. All they have to do is be accused, and they lose their license. Mm-hmm. They lose their livelihood, and then they have to fight to prove that they were right to begin with, that this was not an abortion. We're taking care of this. Part of, and Stephanie can talk to this
too. Doesn't sound like America to me.
It's not America. This is dystopian America is what we're living in right now.
As a 46-year-old woman, I never thought this is something I was going to have to worry about. Ever. Or that, you know, my daughter will be 12 in 2 weeks. Like, that I would have to worry about for her.
Well, it's important to note that, you know, again, women of a certain economic status can't afford to go get the care where they want. So who is this really hurting? This is hurting the underserved population.
Also on purpose.
It's terrible. I was a therapist for 17, 20 years out in California. My first decade, I was a therapist to foster care children who had been sexually or physically abused. Women who were abused, you know, domestic violence situations. I ran those programs. They don't have access to care like I do.
Exactly.
Like my three daughters, they do not. I was left in positions of having to work with social workers and the courts to decide whether or not these kids, you know, had their parents could reunite with them. I'm telling you that
they're worried about if they can even feed their kids.
They are worried about if they can feed their kids. They are worried, you know, let alone having kind of a home for them to live in. And now we're not going to allow them the choice when they cannot care for children. It's
And as Michelle said, probably on purpose. Mm-hmm. Oh. We're going to continue this conversation, this pretty intense conversation, but we do have to take a break. When we come back, more women's health care. All right. You're listening to The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR.
At the law office of Amanda J. Gentry, we are committed to defending your rights. We have a team committed to helping you navigate the court system, whether you've been accused of a crime or you're going through a messy divorce and custody. Call our team to help you navigate this system. We are here to protect your rights, to demand your rights, to enforce your rights. 615-604-6263. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.
Do you have friends looking for a new apartment or a family planning a move to Middle Tennessee? Help them find their new home at Sage North, a new luxury apartment community in White House, and you'll receive a $250 Visa gift card on us. Sage North is an all-new resort-style apartment community just 30 minutes north of Nashville in the charming town of White House, near exit 108 of I-65. Small-town charm, but convenient to big-city shopping, entertainment, and much more. So, if you know someone looking for that perfect apartment home, encourage them to schedule their tour today and remind them when they go, mention your name when they sign their lease, and that $250 Visa gift card will be headed your way. Everybody wins. They get that beautiful new apartment home, and you get your free Visa gift card. Find out more online by visiting livesagenorth.com or visiting in person at Sage North in beautiful and charming White House, just minutes from exit 108 of I-65 in White House.
Why choose the Farmers Bank? We've been serving our community since 1912, and we still manage our business locally. This means that when you need banking services or a loan, we don't let a computer or someone thousands of miles away make our decisions. We make decisions locally. We visit with you in person. We shake your hand. We get to know you and your family. The Farmers Bank is a community bank built on trust and quality customer care and service. Visit us at any of our 11 area locations or online at thefarmersbank.net to see the Farmers Bank difference. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
WQKR plays the music you grew up with.
And a good oldie song come on, or like an R&B song, I'll turn it up and I'll sing with the kids, and the kids, I'll do the background, and I'll roll down my window and maybe make a funny face at somebody.
Great rock and roll and pop hits from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. It's fun to listen to. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
It's the old school stuff that I like.
WQKR.
The stuff that you grew up with.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to The Loyal Position here on WQKR. I'm your host, Lynn Asante. I'm here with Michelle Harbin, Carolina Kelly, Roger behind the board, and women's reproductive health care on the agenda. Folks, you should have been listening in during the commercial break. That's when things really got good. But there are FCC regulations we must follow. Anyway, Carolina, you had an idea about how to pick it up after the break. Why don't you...
Okay. So, I know a lot of people have some misconceptions about who gets an abortion. You know, maybe times... even people who are pro-choice, we may think that it's just teenage girls out running the streets... maybe not being responsible, but tell me the reality of what the demographics are of who actually does get an abortion.
They're mostly women with children.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the reasons to have an abortion are wide and varied, whether it's medical, financial, or I just don't
it could be an abusive relationship. Right. There's like so many things.
There's another report that's come out about that. In the fact that it's now impacting women who are already victims of domestic abuse, they are now being even more. There's more abuse against them because they can't get the abortions to save their children. You know, to save themselves, they're being trapped in their homes. And Stephanie, you'd be a
well. It's been a long time since I worked in the system with domestic violence with perpetrators and victims. But I do recall back then, and way back when, that violence increased when a woman became pregnant. So
they become more vulnerable.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's used against them. You know,
and especially if the man doesn't want the baby, then it's the woman's fault.
Right. Yeah. Right. And it's a power control thing, domestic violence, abuse, sexual abuse. You know, again, here in Tennessee, it doesn't matter, incest or abuse. You cannot get an abortion, period. You know, there's no exception. And they, you know, those women and girls are vulnerable during that time. So it blows my mind. It blows my mind.
Yeah, it's still very shocking.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, victims of sexual abuse can, they're all ages. And 10-year-olds can become pregnant. 11-year-olds can be pregnant.
They're all ages, and most often it's someone they know. It is a family member. It is a father, a brother, an uncle, a good friend. It is someone that they know.
If you are 100% mentally healthy and you get pregnant and you start going through hormonal changes and all of the physical changes, anybody that's a mother in the room understands how taxing that is on you mentally and physically in the best of situations, right?
Right.
So when you're already being abused and then that is added to it, I mean, it can destroy people's lives.
And it does. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening now. People's lives are being destroyed. You know, they're being physically impacted, not just from abuse, but from physical impairments that occur because they couldn't have an abortion. Well, you know, there are women out there who are being told, don't get pregnant because you don't have the health. You don't have the body to do this. It could kill you. You know, I know people personally. I have family members that this was actually the case. Luckily, they can't have kids now. But the ones coming up, yeah, they're the ones who are suffering right now.
Yeah. So tell me about the what are some of the financial, emotional, psychological effects of being forced to carry an unwanted pregnancy to term here in Tennessee?
Well, especially financially, when you're talking about this, we already have such a low income. I mean, I think it's about 70% of our state was already on Medicaid assistance.
Oh, my gosh.
So just imagine you're already on Medicaid assistance. You're pregnant with for a fourth time. You have three children at home. What do you think that's going to do to your finances? It's going to tip them into poverty. Think of being a single mother. I was a single mom raising my daughter. I had my own business. And let me tell you, the idea of being pregnant at that point, that was going to be a no-go for me. I didn't have to deal with it. But there are women out there who are dealing with it. So then they get in that other category of, oh, you're just wanting free food stamps. You just don't want to work.
Like, nobody is just, like, sets out in life and is like, oh, my goal is to just, you know, get on food stamps. I saw a video the other day of a girl, and she was in tears. It was a TikTok. And her benefits got slashed from only $150 a month down to $12.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, what a slap in the face.
$12. What are you going to do with
right now? What can you even buy? You can't buy milk and bread, milk, bread, eggs, maybe, for $12.
Well, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
On what store you go to.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I want to quote some statistic that I think is super important in Tennessee, and that is that the maternal mortality rate here in Tennessee is 41.1 per 100,000 births.
Mm-mm. Twice the national average.
Right. Twice. So what do you think is going to happen, right? What is going to happen? You know, there was this recent case just this week in Nashville of a 13-year-old being raped by an older man who had brought her here, trafficked her here, but she was pregnant, and they ended up arresting him this last week here. 13 years old, pregnant.
Now she has to be.
And she has to carry.
And she's forced
to carry a birth to term. Can her body even handle that?
There are so many things that go wrong with a child's body that is pregnant. It's not designed at that age to carry a pregnancy, and they can have permanent disabilities from it. But our lawmakers don't seem to care, and that's what infuriates me more than anything. The people, and they know these things now. They have been educated. They have been told, they have had doctors writing them, telling them, but they continue to pretend they don't know these things.
Now, you know what they say? Whatever happens is God's will.
Oh. Yeah, well, let's get into that a little bit.
Yeah.
If it's God's will, then I hope you're not going to the doctor, because it's God's will for you to freaking have a heart attack and just die then.
Or to have diabetes or to have diabetes. Whatever, right?
Okay. Yeah. If that's God's will, if it is playing God to decide whether or not to continue a pregnancy.
That's going
to
harm you.
That may or may not harm you. It doesn't matter. Because it's really nobody else's business. And that is between you and your God.
Exactly.
This is the state playing God.
They passed religious law is what they did when they passed those laws. That has nothing to do with science. It has nothing to do with the health of women. It has nothing to do with the health of children.
It has nothing to do with the well-being of Tennesseans.
Not at all. It's costing us billions of dollars.
My God, my Lord, doesn't tell me to rule over other people's bodies. That's their choice, their medical provider, and what they need.
You know, that's called free will. And that's supposed to also be practiced in the Christian faith.
Yes.
You know, so as you would probably know, having a mom who was a minister.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
But here's the real deal. Most women in Tennessee, especially, like 70-something percent, this issue crosses political boundaries and religious boundaries. We have women who are Catholic, devout Catholic. They go to every different church you can imagine. But the reality is they understand that other people's beliefs are their beliefs, and they don't have the right to step on them. And they understand that it's their lives that are on the line. Because once you get pregnant, your life expectancy goes down. And you know what? I didn't know that when I first got pregnant. Would I?
I didn't know that until you just
I didn't know that either.
I did that three times. Oh, my.
Right? Oh, what? Yeah. I mean,
living on the edge.
Yeah, exactly. You know, just for a healthy, normal female, your life expectancy goes down. And in Tennessee, again, because you no longer can access abortion health care, it's even lower.
Well, you know, I was older when I had my kids. I was 34 and 38. First one was extremely complicated, having, you know, Lila was in the NICU, holes in her heart, all the things. And then so my second pregnancy by the time I was 38 was even more high risk. And so there's no telling how many years it took off my life.
Oh my gosh.
You know?
And your whole family's for worrying about you so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are going to take our last break right now. When we come back, we're going to hear three different voices talk about what we can do about it, including running for office. All right, you are listening to The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR.
WQKR.
For convenience and cost efficiency, a gas-heated home is your natural choice with natural gas provided by Portland Natural Gas. When you have natural gas in your home, you can have savings in your bank account. Natural gas is the most efficient energy source and can save you up to hundreds of dollars a year compared to other fuels. So for the energy cost you can live with, make the natural choice. Natural gas from Portland Natural Gas. For more information, call 325-6776.
The Portland Sun is our local hometown newspaper where we can find out all the news about our friends, neighbors, businesses, schools, churches, and everything going on in our area. Every week, the latest issue of the Sun is full of the news we want and need, and it's only $20 a year for a subscription to get it mailed directly to your home. The Portland Sun, our hometown newspaper. For a subscription, call 615-384-6212 or go to theportlandsun.com online and click on the word subscribe. Whether you're on your way to work in the morning and looking to grab a quick breakfast, or lunch break and wanting something good and hot and quick, or just hungry and not sure what you want, the one place you can always find what will work for you is Kirby Stop Market, 905 North Broadway in Portland. They're open 24 hours a day, offer both takeout and Grubhub delivery service, and have the biggest selection of fast food of anyone in the area. Fast food or home-cooked meals, meat and two sides for just $6.49. Delicious Godfather's pizza, 3 for $13.99. Fried chicken, chicken strips, livers and gizzards, hot barbecued and crispy wings, fish, potato wedges, onion rings, the biggest and best selection anywhere and always hot and ready to go. Plus, everything else you want or need from a truly convenient convenience store. Kirby Stop Market, 905 North Broadway in Portland. Get what you want when you want it. Pick it up or have it delivered by Grubhub. Kirby Stop Market, 615-323-9098.
Volunteer State Bank is now Volunteer Bank. We're proud to introduce a new look for a name you've trusted for 48 years. This change reflects our deep roots in Middle Tennessee and our commitment to the place that we call home. It's how we're evolving to better serve you while staying true to the values that built us. Whatever your next step may be, we volunteer to help you take it. Volunteer Bank, the home state advantage. Learn more at volunteer.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR. Quite the conversation we've had going on with these amazing women.
Time flew by.
Time definitely did fly by. But we do want to end up on talking about, well, we've complained now. Let's do something about it, okay? So we're going to hear from three different folks about what we can do about it. We're going to hear from our two guests, and then we're going to hear from our third guest. So, ladies, why don't we kick off? How can someone listening to the show right now who's angry and upset and wants to do something about it, what can they do to get involved?
Volunteer. That's one way to do it. You know, Planned Parenthood needs a lot of help. And so get involved. Get involved in any organization that you think is going to, you know, turn kind of the wave that is taking over Tennessee, right? Like,
yeah.
So volunteer. But voting is critical. It's absolutely critical. And from what I can tell, Tennessee has a very, very low turnout.
We moved out of the last spot to what? Like third from last?
Like 49.
Yeah. Right. It's bad.
Right. And specific to this issue, you know, the statistics suggest that over 80% of women agree that we should have the right to choose what to do with the pregnancy. And so, you know, vote. Vote. And, you know, SARF, Sumner Advocates for Reproductive Freedom, part of the goal that I'm going to be working on over the next year and a half is providing transportation and, you know, kind of getting people to the polls when it comes time. This midterm election, we've got to do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got to do it for sure.
Well, and women have to remember, no one goes in the booth with you when you vote. That vote's between you and your God.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Well, Protecting Reproductive Health, we've got a website, protectingreprohealth.com. We have links for help. But what we are trying to do, I have a two-pronged approach. We're doing education forums, and Carolina is kind of helping me with one of them. So we need volunteers to help with coordination, getting the word out when we do have these forums. We put professionals on the forum, OBs, lawyers, to answer questions. It's a panel discussion. And we also are doing a speaker presentation that's going to actually be focused around maternal and fetal or infant health. So that's going to be another approach that we're going to be creating that, and I need volunteers to help coordinate things. That's
Do you already have dates for these?
We don't have the dates yet because they're going to be coming up within the next year, and that's one of the things I really hope to get for sure are some dates set, and I'll let you guys know as soon as I have them.
Yeah, getting that done before the midterms is going to be so helpful.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be so helpful. I'm helping out with that, and it's going to get done before the midterms. Okay.
Way before.
Sitting to my right in the studio is Holly Cruz, former candidate for school board and current all-around good egg.
Hey, Len.
That's right.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And Holly has another option for people who want to get involved, and that's running for office. And we've got something going on, it sounds like, that's going to help people to do that.
We do. So I, again, am a former
candidate. I ran for school board in 2024. Unfortunately lost, but my campaign,
ran a great race.
You know, I feel very positive when I look back on my experience, and I have to say I am not done yet. Wink, wink. But I am also a member of the Sumner County Democratic Party, and one of my goals after experiencing the running for office process myself, observing other people who ran before me, my goal is to really support and uplift our candidates here in Sumner County. So whether you want to run for school board, whether you want to run for county commission, or even up to the state house, our local Dems want to support you. So we have got some So You Want to Run for Office trainings that we are going to hold. The first one is next Wednesday, July 9th, and that is going to be from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Sumner Dems office. That address is 333 West Main Street in Gallatin. And we are just wanting to see if you are interested, see what questions you have, and we want to show you how we are going to support you in your run for office. I will say, I am a mom. In 2022, that sort of triggered me into wanting to run for office, but if you had asked me before that, was I ever going to do it, I probably would have said no and laughed at you. But realizing, same. Yeah, you know, Michelle and Len also ran, you can do it. It seems so potentially overwhelming, but the reality is the Sumner Dems are going to support you. I know you've got some friends and family that are going to be willing to support you, and that is really where our community is going to be needed, to show up and support our candidates and really get yourselves on the ballot. It's exciting.
Okay,
it's
I'm
fun.
Putting that on my calendar. I will be late if I'm on the show.
Okay. Come on, Michelle.
And they're going to be actually, they've got some others planned further down.
Yes, we do. Yes, we're gonna have them sporadically up until.
If you can't make that one, you're gonna have still have a chance.
Yeah. Up until when you've got to pull those papers and.
Well, I mean, I would love to share my experiences and tell people what not to do is as important as telling them what to do.
Absolutely, I think that's a great reality. It's a interesting dynamic here in Sumner County. Obviously, it feels like we are sometimes alone in our feelings and ideas. But the reality is, there are more blue dots than people realize.
There
and I
are.
Think there people are also desperate for change and want to see some hope. And I think hopefully seeing more people on their ballot is gonna.
Is a step in that direction.
You know, I got involved in the Sumner County Democratic Party. I called Lynn the day after Trump won in 2016 and was like, that's it. I've got to do something. Yeah. And just in the 9 years that I've been involved with the Democratic Party, like watching our reorg from like 2016 or 17
compared to now is huge.
It's
a good sign.
Yeah, it's absolutely gives you a lot of hope.
It's a great sign.
Yeah. And as Stephanie said, voting. I mean, that is so important. And talking to your friends and your neighbors. I talk to the moms at my daughter's soccer field and at the basketball court. Just talk to people. You don't have to agree on everything, but people have to.
How often does it happen when you're having those conversations that people are like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that someone else feels the same way. Like in my son's class this year, specifically, there were three moms that, you know, one of them found out that, you know, well, they see me posting, so people know about me, but, you know, they're like.
And they hear you on the radio.
And and they will introduce me to someone else. Like, hey, she's one of us. I just want you to meet her, you know.
Yeah. It's nice to have that connection.
All right, folks. You've got multiple opportunities now to get involved. We've talked about two different reproductive health organizations. We talked about Planned Parenthood. We talked about the NAACP. We talked about a really cool camp that sounds like Carolina's going to be getting
involved. Oh, yeah, Carolina's going. She's going to love it, too. She's going to love it.
So we had quite an intense and powerful and productive show for you today, but we are just about out of time, so we have to say goodbye. I do want to close with a couple of quick comments. We've got a couple of comments in the text line about this great conversation, and one of them was from Michelle. I love hearing the camp stories. And then another great discussion that opened my eyes. I'm interested in helping out the local NAACP chapter.
Yay!
So I think you guys might have made a couple friends today.
This is a great show. Awesome. Thank you all for being here.
Oh, thanks for having
Thank
us.
You.
We
Speaking
really appreciate
of great
it.
Great shows. Next week, we're going to have the 2025 Nashville Nashtrepreneur of the Year, Anna Via McLeod, on the show. Another part of our continuing series highlighting women and minority-owned small businesses. So until then, for Roger Behind the Board, for Carolina, for Michelle, and for myself, Len Asante, you've been listening to The Loyal Opposition. Have a great week. See you next Wednesday.
The Q, WQKR Portland, your radio station.
At the law office of Amanda J. Gentry, we are committed to defending your rights. We have a team committed to helping you navigate the court system, whether you've been accused of a crime or you're going through a messy divorce and custody. Call our team to help you navigate this system. We are here to protect your rights, to demand your rights, to enforce your rights. 615-604-6263. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.
Talk and sports. WQKR Portland, 1270 AM and 101.7 FM.
She passed out on the floor. I've seen so many things I ain't never seen.